All right, so it's now recording, and the goal here is for us to get some clean jabroni boners.
Jabroni boners.
From Dan. Dan.
It's a loner. Hello. For a nooner.
All right, Dan.
Loner.
We'll take it in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Jabroni boner on nooner for
not even close.
Bam. I gotta start it round simple. Two.
Jabroni boner on nooner. All right. Let's give it another try.
I'm gonna start simple.
All right. This is important. This is for a big ad sponsor.
Jabroni boner.
Round two.
You've gotta say the words jabroni boner. It's a loner.
Okay.
And then, you know, the various combinations that follow after that.
Just make it natural.
Natural. Just loosen up.
All right.
I won't even give you the countdown. Just in your own time.
In your own time.
Jabroni boner, it's a loner. Jabroni boner. Jabroni boner, it's a loner. Jabroni boner on loner for a nooner. I got a jabroni boner on... Oh, shit. I got a jabroni... I got a jabroni boner on loner for a nooner. It's hard to do, man, on call. Okay.
Jabroni boner on a loner.
Yeah, it is hard to do. It's hard to even, you know.
Jabroni boner on a loner.
On a loner.
I got a jabroni boner
on loner.
For a nooner.
Nooner.
Nooner these
nooner.
Nooner.
I got a jabroni boner on loner for a nooner. Jabroni boner. Jabroni boner on loner for a nooner. I got a. Is it just jabroni boner? What was the second one I said?
It's a loner for a nooner.
It's on loner.
Oh yeah,
for a
yeah. Jabroni boner. It's a loner.
All right, I think we need one without the joyful laughter. I can just turn down y'all's mics. That's what I'll do. What are you, Mike number two? I think Dan.
I am Mike number.
All right, I'll just turn down their mics temporarily.
I didn't tell you which one I was.
You're good. You're number two.
Jabroni boner, it's a loner. Jabroni boner.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
I did that.
Okay.
The voice of Satan.
Please don't yell into the.
I apologize. That was a gag gone wrong due to a problem with my self-control mechanisms.
Filtering system.
All right.
Jabroni boner, it's a loner. I got a jabroni boner on loner for a nooner. I got a jabroni boner on loner for a nooner. I got a jabroni boner on loner for a nooner.
Okay.
Did any of those take?
Yeah.
Did
yeah.
they do?
Okay. I think we got it. Now, I think now step two is...
jabroni boner, it's a loner.
Yeah.
There you go.
What product is this selling?
Oh, man.
Jabroni boner.
Jabroni
boner.
Is that like a form of breakfast sausage?
Yeah, it seems like a food, right?
There you go. It's an Italian sausage.
Jabroni boner? It's a loner. What would you take on loner but jabroni boner?
Wouldn't jabroni Italian boner? Be like paisano
jabroni
boner?
Paisano.
Hey, paisan.
Jabroni boner? It's a loner. I got a jabroni boner on loner for a nooner.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
You're standing on my boner.
What product
yeah,
could
I'm
this
my jabroni boner?
What product could this possibly be for other than something having to do with wieners?
Jabronis? Something jabroni. Having to do with
sausage
jabronis?
Links. You
jabroni
know?
Boner? It's a what's on loner? Jabroni boner? It's a loner.
The jabroni
boner. A loner is something you're loaning out the boner.
The boner.
The
boner.
Jabroni boner.
Oh, yeah.
The jabroni boner.
Because you need it for a nooner.
You need right. it for a nooner.
Hey, is this for hot wife? Like
hot
like
wife.
A, you know, like a what do they call the studs?
It it's sounds studs. Like a hot wife situation.
Hot wife.
Bulls or something. They call it there's a term for like the man outside of the marriage who has sex with the wife is there's a term.
He's the
for
jabroni boner.
The jabroni boner.
So it could be a service a where jabronis come over
and a new
and oh, like just, a website.
Just
where
random
yandom Well, they're not random. They're checked by the
jabroni boner.
The jabroni boner service. Jabroniboner.com.
There's a list of jabroni boner.
Jabroniboner.com, right? Jabroni boner.
Jabroni boner.
Jabroniboner.com.
Jabroni boner.
And you go there. You're a husband and or wife who wishes for the wife to have sex with another gentleman for pleasurable, enjoyable reasons. but you don't know how to go about doing this.
Mm.
You don't want to ask your friends because, come on, you know?
That's what the internet is for.
Exactly. So you figure, you know, I want somebody to have sex with my wife. That would be great. But where do I find such a man?
Why doesn't this guy have sex with his wife?
Yeah, because those guys, because jabronis are just jobbers. He's just jobbing out the boner. He's a boner jobber.
So this website
jabroni
offers
boner jobber.
You can type.
Why doesn't
your...
he just get another chick instead?
I think that's a different website, and it's a much more expensive website. I don't think you actually have to pay to use jabroniboner.com. It's a purely, it's ad support.
It's on a loner.
In fact, you have to pay to be one of the jabronis.
It's
that's
on
how
a loner.
It works. It's like, I'm a jabroni. I'll pay you $10
a
month.
It's a pay to play.
It's a loner.
Because I want to have sex with married ladies.
I'm going to loan out my loans.
And then you can check mark whether you're going to sit in the corner and watch. Because I think that's, my understanding is it's like, it goes both ways.
Oh, man.
It's like, you know, sometimes you're there watching. Sometimes you're at work and your wife is sending you pictures of her.
You can
with
getting
jabroni.
Railed.
You can be
by
there. You can
boner.
You can be blindfolded, or you if you're not blindfolded, you'll get more money.
What?
Wait, what's that whole blindfold? I'm trying to figure out where that connection happened.
No, that's a subgenre. I think Jesse already knows what this website they were trying to sell ads for. JabroniBoner.com. What's the catchphrase, Dan?
Jabroni boner, it's a loner.
And from that catchphrase, you can easily ascertain that it's about a service where men who are jabronis will come and have sex with your wife.
Get a jabroni boner on loner for a nooner.
Yeah, exactly, for a nooner.
At
noon, your wife
work.
Would like to have sex during the day at noon
12,
while you are at work, and then she sends
noon.
You photos of her having sex, and you look at the photos on your phone while you're at work, like in a big business meeting, and there's a presentation going on, and you get a little buzz on the phone, and it's a picture of your wife having sex with another gentleman, and you get like a knowing smile, and you're like, hey, yes.
It's in Bitmoji form.
Mm-hmm. It's in Bitmoji. Yeah.
They just look like Bitmoji people.
So you watch your...
That you pay extra for that.
So you like, during a business presentation...
You get a BitmojiBoner.com.
I'm not going to pay extra.
You smile while you're being cuckolded, and like you get that
boosts
your confidence.
Yeah, but they don't like the term cuckolding because the Trump people stole that.
Oh, that's not a good term anymore.
Yeah, because now it's hot-wifing.
Now it means... Hot-wifing is what is the term.
Which is a more positive term. I think people were ready for the change.
Yeah, the word cuckolding is all fucked up now.
And there's some racial connotations.
Yeah, I think cuckold
well
is like a bad... Cuckold is a bad word.
It evolved
into
a bad... Yeah.
I mean, that old English, kind of middle English, like, oh, you've been cuckolded.
Yeah, but...
I'm banging your wife.
But there's too many implications now, though. It almost seems, it's like brings up all this imagery of shitty people.
And I think also...
The Miller's Tale.
There was already a split beforehand because it's a broader definition than the traditional cuckold, which often had a racial connotation. You know, it was a black person or another person of color having sex with a white person.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
That's often the case. That shouldn't be. It's not meant to be, but that is a big portion of it. The other big portion is the idea of the man being humiliated and he enjoys it, which is cool if people are into that. But that's a very narrow definition. There's nothing wrong with it. If you want to like sit in a chair and cry while your wife is having sex with a man that you arranged for, that's 100% A-OK in my book. But there's a broader definition because there's guys who are like all about it. They're like, yeah, you do it. Get in there.
Right. They're not gonna cry. They're gonna cheer that dude.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They'll offer suggestions.
Yeah.
They'll be like, no.
You see, you got to do it like this.
Yeah. Or they'll not even be there, and they'll just be at the office.
Right.
You know, I don't know why I'm saying the
they'll
office.
They'll just watch. They'll watch it later.
I'm stereotyping these people as being like people who work in an office.
The office.
It's like my probably completely bullshit false stereotype in my mind is that these gentlemen work
would
in an
it
office
work for like you know.
Most
you know,
gentlemen
work for an accounting firm, and they're all like, "I'm working in the office. Aha! There's my wife, and there's a healthy penis in her mouth, and that's just excellent, and everyone's happy. I mean, and everyone is happy. That's why we are 100% in support of jabroniboners.com.
So it's not
if
like
you need a loner for a nooner.
So it's not the boner as in Mike Seaver's friend from
your wife is getting the nooner.
That's
boner.
That's boner.
That's boner.
Boner.
Like Mike
that guy's dead.
He's Walter Koenig's son.
Well, I didn't know all those things.
Yeah, you did.
So, but boner back then didn't mean like a penis being hard and being a bone. It meant like...
Does it mean that today?
It meant you fucked up.
That was his nickname.
That was a boner.
Yeah.
I pulled a boner.
Pulled a boner.
That's so funny. That it's like before it was
there's
like...
There's an overlap. It's still... No, back then it still meant an erection.
It still meant an erection, yeah. But it wasn't as inappropriate. Like, why did they have it on a family show?
Because that show was fucked up.
Growing pains.
Because it was... ridiculous.
That guy. That guy is a crazy.
But
Christian.
So wait.
Whatever his name is.
Cameron Crowe. No, Kirk Cameron.
Kirk Cameron. There you go.
So you could.
He thinks bananas were made by God.
Oh, the best is when he's eating it and he's showing
you.
Oh
yeah. No,
and it's very homoerotic.
I'm still on this. I'm still on this boner thing. I'm still on this. I'm still on this boner thing. So you can pull a
boner. There should be some homoeroticism.
Are you pulling a boner?
In the jabroni boners.
When you pull a boner, when you pull a boner,
whose boner are you pulling?
Whose boner?
That's not the important. What I'm trying to say is that when you
I think it's important.
Oh my goodness.
It's free when love. Jesse, when you don't
it's
be
it's a hypothetical. I when, don't understand. It's a hypothetical boner.
When you pull a boner, no, a boner as in when you fuck up. I
yes.
pulled a boner.
Pulled
it means
boner.
You fucked up. That's what I'm trying to fucking talk about.
Well, why was your gestures were looked like you were tugging on a dick? You were making a dick. Look, honestly, swear to God.
I know.
And,
I swear to God. You were totally making a pulling on the penis gesture that did not, that's what it denoted. It does. This does not, the people at home can't see, but the gesture I'm making in no way denotes that I've made an error
right.
in a task.
Well, that's what I was getting to.
All right.
But it was also I was also comparing it though. I was also comparing it to more common usage of boner nowadays, which is like a penis that's hard with penis blood, and you pull on that boner too. You, in both cases,
in both cases,
you're pulling on a boner.
Futurama, they
but there's
say
no
like,
bone.
We're
in your
bone.
Penis.
That's the whole, and that's the whole big lie to begin with. Is
it? Is a big
it all falls
lie.
Apart because there's no bone in either sense. Whether you're fucking up and pulling a boner, that figurative boner is based on a boner that's not a bone to begin with.
It's a figurative boner.
Word is bone.
Yeah.
Word is bone.
Where is bone?
But you're right, Patrick. I was pulling like I was. Like,
you were jacking off some dude.
I was jacking
I'm glad
some
you
dude.
Clarified
off.
Well, I'm glad you
clarified that off.
You were,
I was
pulling a boner.
Pulling on
a boner.
On a boner.
Like boner's boner.
He was pulling on a boner.
So in both cases, it means you're pulling on a boner. That's what you do. Is you pull on both. Boners are meant to be pulled on.
You got
to
pull on it.
That's the point. Is in any case that you
sometimes,
can imagine, no matter the circumstance, a boner.
You got to jack it.
A boner is meant to
you
be pulled
crank
on.
It down.
But isn't it one of those?
Crank.
Isn't
you
it one of those?
It.
You know. It's one of those metaphors that's incomplete because not to go too far down this road, but
this boner road.
But if you're,
we pulled a boner.
Ideally,
boner
you don't
road.
Want to just pull on it, right? You wouldn't want somebody just to pull on your penis. You want them to kind of go back and forth. So it's pushing and pulling. So I don't want to be
into.
I don't want to be the guy who's being overly semantic, right? Mm. However,
no, you
I'm going to be
that
guy. I'm going to be. I'm going
to
take the
you're
hit.
Having
you don't
a tug
want
of war.
That.
I'm
going to
take the hit because of the whole. You know, it should be like. It shouldn't be all like, hey, you want to go tug on my dick? It should be like, you want to have one of those push and pulls. You know, on
push
my penis.
There was
pops.
That scene in Needful Things, right, in the book, where there's a kid and the teacher's all pulling on his boner. Is a dream sequence in Needful Things, that Stephen King book, where the kids. It was like one of Stephen King's weird scenes where he's talking about sex with children, except
sure.
It was like a kid's dream, and the teacher was pulling on his penis in
sweet.
The dream. Some weird Stephen King shit.
Sure.
He's a weird dude.
He says some weird shit in his books.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
People have a lot of
all of his
things
books are
about
strange.
Like it. In it, there's like this
that,
kind
that
of a gangbang ceremony scene where they all make love to the girl.
Yeah.
Like all of them. And she's like, oh, his penis was much bigger.
This is the Christmas podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This will be the Christmas bonus episode.
Boner bonus. It's a boner bonus for a nooner.
Boner bonus.
This year, Christmas is sponsored by jabroniboner.com.
Boner bonus.
I use it for Mrs. Claus all the time. I enjoy making love to her. I just, you know, I'm busy sometimes.
Are you gonna make some sounds, Jesse? Are you gonna treat us to some sounds?
I already did a bunch of sounds.
Sounds.
Do another sound. Do a sound. Just one sound. Very brief. Yeah, it sounds like Jesse. So what's happened now is Jesse has lifted up his shirt and he's revealed sort of a fleshy wound that he is prying apart and revealing a sort of a cavern or a little indentation in his chest. And this sound is emanating from the hole in his chest, which he's pushing up towards the microphone.
It's the sound that your body makes when parts of it die.
That's weird.
It is weird. But he's just, I don't know, he's just holding this gaping wound. But it's not a wound because it doesn't look, there's no blood or pus or anything, or at least not much of it.
Pus.
This is what the insides of a Jesse sounds like. Do we all sound like this inside? Or is it just him?
I think it's just Jesse.
Let's find out.
Yeah. Interdimensional being. Yeah.
Doctor Who? Doctor Who? Who?
Who?
Who?
Who?
So what do you think that baby Jesus would make of all this?
Baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus.
What about Baby Yoda?
No such thing.
Yeah, because so, like, here's the deal, right? Baby Yoda is cuter than Baby Jesus.
I still need to see all the Mandalorians.
We're not going
to
spoil no Mandalorian.
I just said Baby Jesus. Baby Jesus. That's actually a decent porter. It's very, like, peanut butter cup.
It's called Baby Jesus.
It's called Sweet Baby Jesus.
What is it?
It's a porter.
A peanut butter.
It's a beer.
I don't know that Baby Jesus really thought about
Sweet
a whole
baby
lot.
Baby Jesus.
Because he was a baby.
Babies don't say much.
Yeah, babies just go blah, 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 blah.
So he didn't get special until later. Blah, blah,
blah. Well, they say stuff, but you don't know what they mean.
Well, we can't understand them.
Right.
Yeah, Patrick's always cries.
It's fucking creepy weird. It's so weird.
You absolved all your sins.
The best is when they give you that judgmental stare.
Everyone's lost their damn mind.
No.
Yeah.
No.
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 Oh, no.
No.
Oh, man, it's like 1 o'clock.
Man.
It's like 1.
Man.
I don't care.
Man. Oh, man.
It's 1 o'clock.
I got to work in the morning.
Man.
Work for the
you
man.
You got to go to work.
You got to go to work.
You got
to
drive in a car.
You got to twerk butt.
I get to work from home.
You got
to
work from home.
Oh, yeah.
Can I come over to your house while you work from home?
I'll work and then do what? Can we jack off together?
JabroniBoner.com.
JabroniBoner.com. For a lunar.
It's a free sample.
Will you pull a boner with me?
Pull it.
Yeah, and push it, though. Push it
occasionally. Tug. Tug on that.
Occasionally push it.
You're going to push on that.
Tug it and crank it.
You got to pull it.
All right. Push it and pulling pull boners. Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
What are these three ghosts?
JabroniBoner, it's a loner.